96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Mr. President, Dr. King is here.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help, Dr. King. This thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You've got one big issue. I got 101.
Summer it is.
Here is the next great battle.
Selma's the place, and they ready.
That's from the movie Selma, the historical drama focusing on the events leading up to the Selma to Montgomery March and the Voting Rights Act. This event happened some 50 years ago, but it hits very close to home when compared to recent protests against police-related killings of black men. Joining me to talk about these issues are Dr. Greg Carr, chair of Howard University's Afro-American Studies Department, and Kendrick Richards, community activist in Ferguson, Missouri, and also a member of the Mighty 13. If you want to talk about this, give us a call right now. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Carr, Kendrick, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Always good to be here, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, let's first kind of get into this. Obviously, Dr. Carr, this movie, Hollywood, some would argue Hollywood at its best when it's dealing with, you know, an historical issue, the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, Selma, Alabama. But from purely an historical perspective, what is your thought about the movie? Good, bad, where are you on that?
I think it hits the major themes that surrounded Selma. As a movie on Martin King, it's the first box office movie on King, but it's certainly not the first treatment of King. I think Ana DuVernay, the director, did a very good job. I do think I'm glad it wasn't Lee Daniels who was attached to this project and who kind of walked away. It's David Oyelowo who played King, who brought her in, and I think she did as good a job as you could expect for Hollywood. But if I had to pick one film, I would prefer the Clark Johnson piece that was done on HBO about 10 years ago called Boycott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in fact, when you see Carmen Edojo, who played Coretta Scott King in this film, she actually played opposite her now husband, Jeffrey Wright, who played Martin Luther King. And of course, even before that, 1970. We had Paul Winfield was nominated for an Emmy for the 6-hour King biopic. So as King films go, I wouldn't put this necessarily as the first one, but I do think that they did a good job of hitting the major themes that surrounded the struggle to pass what eventually became the since gutted as of last summer,
right,
Voting Rights Act of 1965.
And I want to talk about that too, because that is a very important point. But Kendrick, same thing for you. You're in Ferguson, Missouri. We all are aware of what has transpired since August of this year, the Michael Brown killing and the rulings with the grand juries, not only in Missouri, specifically Ferguson, but also in New York. Do you feel, after seeing the movie, a more of a kindred spirit with the protests that you have been a part of over the past several months?
Well, you know, I can tell you I have a very unique perspective of being the fact that the movie that the doctor even cited with Clark Johnson, back when I was in college, I had opportunity to do a little acting, and that was one of the first small roles I ever got was on that particular movie with Carmen Edojo and Jeffrey Wright. So I got a chance to see and study a lot that was going on with that movie and the history of Dr. King and a lot of the theories behind the nonviolent movement, and it just really opened my eyes. So when I go back home to St. Louis, and years later, this breaks out in my backyard, and I had to do all this study about the men that came before me, and then to have to do it myself in a very real way, it's amazing. And then I got a chance to see the movie Selma, and feelings just came back to say, wow. One of the very difficult things that I've seen that I've been a part of is really the organizing and how difficult it is to organize a lot of people who think very differently.
Interesting.
You know, and I just had to take a minute to pause to tip my hat to King, you know, Dr. King, to say, man, I couldn't imagine doing something like that for the first time. And as difficult as it is now, and we already have a blueprint of how to organize and how to, you know, get behind, you know, one cause for righteousness, it's extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Because you have certain people who feel a certain way, and they're emotional, and they don't know how to channel that emotion, you know. So then you have the looting. You have the components of different generations and how the older generation might react to how the 19 through 25-year-olds might react. You know, how do you bridge that gap? In our community, it's been decades since we've all rallied behind one central figure as far as leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that has been missing, you know, here in the St. Louis Ferguson area, is that we don't have that dynamic figure to say, okay, you know what, they give a call out. Okay, well, we're going to go respond to what they said.
I see. I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to drill down a little bit more about that issue, not just the issues in the film, but how those issues parallel what we are seeing even today. We're talking about the movie Selma, the civil rights protesting in 2014. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing the movie Selma and issues connected to the civil rights movement now, and some of the protests and issues that we've seen this year, 2014. Dr. Greg Carr, chair of Howard University's Afro-American Studies Department, is here in studio. And Kendrick Richards, community activist in Ferguson, Missouri, and member of the Mighty 13, is on the phone. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let me go to Brian. Brian calling from Capitol Heights. Thanks for calling, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I was just trying to figure out, you know, it's so astounding that, you know, all of these problems, you know, as far as police brutality and things of that nature is going on in this country. And, you know, this marks 50 years, the anniversary of the civil rights movement, and all of a sudden this movie just comes from out of nowhere. So is it a conspiracy, or I'm just trying to figure out what's really going on in America today.
Interesting, Brian. But Dr. Carr, this movie didn't just come out of nowhere, did
well,
it?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Brian. I wouldn't say it's conspiracy, but I would say black is in, but not black people telling stories to other black people. It's black people telling stories to the market. So this comes in the wake of 12 Years a Slave. It comes in the wake of The Butler. It comes in the wake of The Help. And this film almost didn't get made. If you look at the history, this project has been floating around Hollywood for a while. It's been attached to different directors. Even Spike Lee's name was attached at one point. As I said, Lee Daniels didn't want to do this movie. Now, who do you see backing it? You see Plan B, see Brad Pitt, and you see Oprah and others who got him on board. But I think at the end of the day, this is a narrative that is really trying to retell a story that makes America feel better about itself. And in that respect, it still isn't grappling with the grit. I mean, SNCC to me gets short shrift in there. When you enter Selma, you're seeing really a struggle between the folks on the ground, the so-called civil rights leadership, King and others. But then you also see Lyndon Johnson, who wants to pass a Voting Rights Act, but who is kind of reticent to do it before he tries to get some of this other great society stuff going ahead. That politics is very difficult to translate to the screen. So basically what you end up getting in some ways is what Armand White, the film critic, calls the Martin Luther King show. And we're comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you, how accurate, though, do you believe the movie is, you know, in the context of 2 hours and 7 minutes? Because Joe Califano, who was a domestic advisor to Lyndon Baines Johnson, he wrote in The Washington Post just yesterday that the depiction of the relationship between King And Lyndon Baines Johnson was overdramatized. He said it was not accurate. But how do we know?
Well, there's plenty of writing. There's Taylor Branch's work. There's David Garrell's work. There's King's work himself. I mean, you don't see King in the White House with Lyndon Baines Johnson by himself a lot. You see him with the other big leaders, including, of course, Dorothy Height.
A crowded room.
That's exactly right. And I do think that Johnson wanted to pass that voting rights legislation. That much is clear. But it's very interesting to see a Martin King, really King and Johnson's relationship deteriorates around Vietnam. It really comes after 65 when you see this thing really deteriorate. And King is out there by himself in a lot of ways. So I think in terms of accuracy, we have to remember, as we've talked about, it's Hollywood. Mm-hmm. It's Hollywood. It's more sentiment than it is factual accuracy. Again, I mean, you know, Selma isn't just a place that Dr. King decided to show up. And Martin King, as Kwame Ture would say, Stokely Carmichael, who organized in Lowndes County, Alabama, history's made by the masses of the people. And that's why I appreciate you, Brother Kendrick. I didn't realize you worked on Boycott. I think that film really gives us a sense of the communities of black folks who organized and worked. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can't tell that story on the big screen in Hollywood yet. Maybe it takes a small screen to tell that story.
Let me quickly ask Kendrick, because I only have about a minute before I need to take a break. But, you know, again, from your perspective and the work on the ground that you were doing right now, are you taking any kinds of cues from the civil rights movement? You said earlier that you had a blueprint, but briefly, how is what you're doing now different from the blueprint that you look at some 50 years ago?
Oh, when you say it's how is it different? I'll say that, like I said, one, we don't have the central figure that we're following. We have a lot. Now, we're very organized. Now, let me, you know, make sure that everyone understands that it's a lot of organization that goes into everything. But they're just different factions that have to be able to come out. One of the things that we're using the technology of the day. We're using text messages. We're using social media to unite, to come together, to let each other know when we're going to have an action. Matter of fact, I just got a text message about an hour ago, you know, letting me know where the action is going to be for tonight, because we've had, since Brown, we've had probably four or five different shootings, you know, involving the police and young men in our area that a lot of people haven't even heard about, ones that have been videotape.
Well, hold that point, because I'm going to let you finish it, but I've got to take this quick break. So if you're on the phone, that includes Kyle, Kevin, and Bobby, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More discussion about the movie Selma and how it relates to what's happening today in 2014. It's coming up in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141. We'll be back in just a moment.